Welcome to PC Podcast. This is Pete Coble, and this is PC Podcast number 69. Now, today's show is dedicated to my old mate, Peter Clitheroe, from the Suffolk and Cool podcast. And why is that? Well, because he and I obviously play some very similar music, and he's always managing to get in there just a podcast or two ahead of me with some tracks. Tracks like this one. This is Tim Armstrong, and Hold On.
Like the Mississippi, our tuning starts in Minnesota. Take I 35 to 90, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Big heartache country girl, hope you're gonna make it on down. She said, yeah, Tim, good to see you, man. Hope you all stay around. The future's not hard to see. Do what you do, girl, but please don't live. I'm gonna hold on to you as long as I can. I'm gonna hold on to you as long as I can. And if you choose to leave me, girl, I'll understand. I'm gonna hold on to you as long as I can. We're damn born alone again into the darkest night. We were born to ride now, baby, right into the morning light. Took a trip down to Kansas, Missouri, and Arkansas. Stayed with her sister, that girl's above the law. The future's not hard to see. Do what you do, girl, but please don't live. I'm gonna hold on to you as long as I can. I'm gonna hold on to you as long as I can. If you choose to leave me, girl, I'll understand. I'm gonna hold on to you as long as I can. Women, cocaine, and booze. Yeah. The toughest are the roughest.
Right.
I got nothing to lose. Before I met you, everything was going wrong. It's been a long journey now. Girl, I won't take you home. The future's not hard to see. Do what you do, girl, but please don't live. I'm gonna hold on to you as long as I can. Choose to leave me, girl, I'll understand. I'm gonna hold on to you as long as I can.
Days of winter, two men, unknown to each other, shared a common dream. They have one set of initials between them.
My name is Pete Kogel.
This is Peter Clitheroe. 1 year of podcasting between them. Two heads and almost one brain between them. One mission, to bring you only the finest of independent music. SuffolkandCool.com.
PCpodcast.blogsome.com.
It's kind of Twin Peaks.
And Twin Peaks indeed it is, yes, very good. That was a track called Hold On by Tim Armstrong, that you're hearing for the first time here on PC Podcast number 69. But of course, if you wanted to catch it on Suffolk and Cool 36, then you all you had to do was listen on last Wednesday. Yes. Peter always has this amazing ability to play similar tracks to me. I don't know why. We obviously have a similar taste in music, and he usually manages to get in there just a couple of days or a couple of podcasts ahead of me. Am I bitter and twisted? Yeah. He also played X-Ray Dogs and Suffolk and Cool 35 last week as well, when I played them and mine a couple of podcasts ago. So we clearly do have a very similar taste in music, which is kind of amusing, really. And that's how we first got together. I noticed he played a track by Mado Project ages ago, and he played the same track on the same day as me. And as he said in that trailer, which is probably about 3 months out of date now, we've probably got about 18 months worth of podcasting experience between us, and we're both both quite good at it, I think. not the best, but we do our best and we do our joy, so that's the most important thing. So a bit more about Tim Armstrong. He records for Epitaph Records. If you want to find out more about him, you can go to pcpodcast.blogsome.com and check out the show notes, or you can follow the show notes to epitaph.com/artists/artist/233. He says he's from the Bay Area, so I presume he's from sort of California, sort of San Francisco, Oakland sort of area of there originally from a band called Operation Ivy, and now in a band called Rancid, although this is his first performance solo-wise, and giving the impression he's going to release all the tracks from his solo album one by one on the net, so we'll have to keep a lookout, and if they're all as good as that, then I should be playing some more. Very nice indeed. So one of the things I will say to Peter is he does enjoy listening to some of the music I play, and I enjoyed listening to some of the music he played. Last week I played Cornish bagpipe reggae, which I think Peter really, really enjoyed, and will be playing on his show soon. And I sort of jokingly emailed him and said, what I need to do now is get some hurdy-gurdy thrash metal. Well, I haven't got any hurdy-gurdy thrash metal yet, but I've got this. This is Nemesis Army and a track called Your Emptiness.
Bastard life. I am nothing in your eyes. Feel the cancer in your mind. Life. There must be something more than this. Us nothing. What you truly want. Your skin. You are so much more than this. Bruised and broken, shattered skin. Suck it up, I cannot win. Your emptiness. I'm
listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Very nice. That was Nemesis Army and a track called Your Emptiness. Now, those are guys are from Durban in South Africa. And you can find out more about them at nemesisarmy.co.za, which, of course, is the suffix for South Africa. Yes, very nice. That comes from their album, new album, And So It Comes to This, which is now available. There are four pieces. There's Mark de la Quera on vocals, guitar, and programming, Stuart Scott on guitar and programming and piano, Matt Coombs on bass, and Ryan Manning on drums. And if you want to go and see them, then the following locations: 27th of October, they're with the Cotton Club in Port Elizabeth. 28th, they're at the Old 65 in Grahamstown. November 3rd, they're at Castilians in Potchefstroom. And on December 1st, they're at Vaughan's Pool Terrace in Johannesburg. Now, I'm not quite sure exactly how far those places are apart, but I suspect Africa being the size it is and looking not quite as large as it is on the map, it's probably a huge distance, and they're probably traveling a great distance instead to get to those gigs. So obviously digging out and doing a lot of good stuff. Very nice. I'm glad to see them, and they made friends with me in MySpace, and that's how we got the track. And I'll play some more if I can. Right, let's go to another track. Another track played by Peter Clitheroe on Suffolk and Cool 35. Not the same track, but by the same person. This is by Nyasha Monagwe, and this is a track called Rugare. Aro e vano banya na kiswa dinu te ura uyo. And that was Rugare by Nyasha Munangwe. And Nyasha Munangwe was also featured a different track. It was called Mukurama and on Suffolk and Cool. And that was very, very good. You can find out more about him at www.zimvibes or www.zimaudio.com. And the Zim obviously stands for the fact that he comes from Zimbabwe and lives in the UK now. But it's one of the nice things about having someone else play the same track as you in the same week as you, and him being one of your mates, is you can just go without any worries at all, go straight to their website and just rip off the show notes. So thanks, Peter. Peter Plethora said the following about Nyasha Munangwe on Suffolk and Cool 35. He said, born in Zimbabwe, Nyasha grew up listening to different Zimbabwean music. After a long time listening to music in some form, the great musicians to grace the local scene, he was ready to get into this competitive industry. In 1999, he formed the group The Dispensation of Grace. He worked with some of the finest guitarists of their time. Now here's where it gets the funny names that I'm not going to pronounce that well. These included Fanuel Kwezu and Isaac Mutezwa, the brother of the late Oliver Mutsuzi, lead guitarist. And he released his debut album in 2003 on Grammar Records. This album got some heavy Chimurenga, I think that's how you pronounce it. Beats, fantastic stuff. Nyasha is currently working in with the Zimbabwe All-Stars, and that's the book that backs Leonard Zakata. I can't even say that. So is it best to read somebody else's show notes, or is it best to read your own? You've actually written it, you know what you're going to talk about. I don't know, sometimes it's a bit of both. Thanks very much, Peter, for that. As I said, you can find out more about him at Zimvibes or zimaudio.com. Very, very nice indeed. Nice to have some African music, and it's a different sound, isn't it? It's very joyous music. Very nice indeed. And Peter can beat me up when he meets me at the podcast con on November the 18th, and presumably take the mickey out of me at that point. Speaking of the podcast con, have a listen to this.
I am going to a podcasting event.
What's that in?
PodcastCon 2006.
Don't go.
Why not?
It's a con.
No, it's PodcastCon. Con. It's the abbreviation for Condoleezza.
Oh, so now you got Ross with your curry.
Shut up. I will be networking with other podcast professionals and getting all my questions answered.
Like what?
Well, like how to get a more compassionate-sounding voice.
What for?
I was told by a prominent podcaster that I need to use more compassion.
I think it might have been compression.
No. Well, I've got technical questions too, like how to plug my microphone into my new state-of-the-art mixer.
What's that in? Pioneer? Technics?
Kenwood.
Oh, nice. When's this thing on then?
Saturday the 18th of November at CCT Smithfield in London.
It's going to be marvellous. Oh, well, I hope you have a nice time. Mind you, podcasting's just the same as radio, really, isn't it?
I'm going to have to kill you now. PodcastCon 2006. Full details at podcastcon.co.uk.
Kiss now your song about me, girl, of how you feel. Say to me, I know some don't come for me. I got nothing but I'll still perform well without you. Now it's got quite ridiculous. I've been infected by the way you are and how you walk around. This is becoming your way to be so sweet. It's my I'm I've been thinking, not enough to do all day. I say, hey, I wanna, hey, I gotta. I'm a girl in the name of hypocrisy. I gotta lay it high, it's a bitter one. But don't talk to me, don't tell me how I gotta try and feel right now. It's too bad that you're over me now.
Very nice. That was, who was that? That was 451 and a track called Socks and Shoes. And you can find out more about them at www.451band.com. Now, that that particular track was also played on the on GD's Bite Size Bonus from GD or Green Dragon over his website, which is another one of our podcasters. Also going to be at the podcast con, actually giving a presentation, actually, I think, on music podcasting, which will be very interesting because he's just passed his 2 years. 2 years podcasting. Quite amazing. And I think he broadcasts from, as he describes, Little Island off the north of Wales, which for those of us that live in that area will know, know the area, rather, will know that's going to be Anglesey. So fantastic, very nice indeed. And if you go to GD's show, you'll listen to stuff like that, and he's got a bit more rock involved in some of this stuff the more than I do. So it'll be a bit different. So check it out. Check it out indeed. Links will be in the show notes. So who are 451? Well, there's drummer Yanni Gianaros, together with guitarist Chris Fraser and bassist Marcus Hudson. And I've been enjoying them. They'll be coming from Towson, Maryland in the USA. And I've been to play that track for a while. That's from the IOD Alliance website. And if you look on the podcast notes at pcpodcast.blogsub.com, you can find out more about how to download that particular track or buy the album if you're so inclined. Right, I'm going to be doing a couple of little changes to the podcast over the next few weeks. Hopefully it's nothing you're going to notice too much. I don't want you to lose out and miss out on some of the stuff, but I'm actually going to move my provider. I'm actually going to change from my existing provider. Not that there's anything wrong with them. They were called Clickcaster, and I'm going to move to a larger provider called Podshow. Now, there might be some podcasters listening to this and think, oh, Podshow, he's going down that route. Oh dear, that's a bad thing. I don't know. I'm completely naive to these things. I just think that Podshow, for those that don't know anything about it, is a fairly big organisation. It's a big organisation. It's coming from the US, but they have done an alliance with BT in the UK. And podcasts are going to be out there to a much, much larger community if we go through BT. So let's face it, I want to grow the show. I want to get a bit bigger and enjoy getting my music out to you guys because it's just great fun. And, you know, a lot of people that listen to this show have already said, you know, on numerous occasions, they don't get to listen to this stuff on normal radio, and that's exactly what I want to get out there, is people to be able to listen to some music that I listen to and enjoy it and get out there to you know, everybody should have a chance to listen to this great stuff. I mean, it's absolutely fantastic, the stuff that we've been playing. Excuse me. And it's got to be there. It's just got to happen. So I'm going to go with Podshow, which means a little change to the feed. So if you happen to be listening to this by going to the Clickcaster website, then this will stop happening. This will be the last show that will be on the Clickcaster website, and you'll have to go over to Podshow. Alternatively, you just go to pcpodcast.blogsub.com and see the show from there as normal. If that's the best place to go, and have no interruption to your service. If you're using iTunes or any other podcatcher like Juice, and you're using the existing feed address, which is feeds.feedburner.com/pcpodcast, nothing's going to change. So that's all the technical stuff you probably need to worry about. If you do have any issues, then please do get back to me. Drop me an email. You can drop me my new email address at pete.kogel@gmail.com, and I can talk to you about it and explain what the situation is. And if you're not very happy with the idea of me moving to Podshow, then send me an email and we'll have a talk about it. I don't really mind. Interesting stuff. But the one thing I will be doing with the new show is we'll be dropping in a couple of endorsements. Now, of course, what sort of endorsements are they going to be? Well, they're probably going to be for something that's just related to what I do, so something to do with musical instruments, or something to do with or software or whatever. That's the sort of thing I like. But here's an idea. Here's a glimpse of what one of the endorsements for PC Podcast would sound like. Oh, listen to this. BC Podcast is brought to you in conjunction with Slaphead Hero Parts for the Five Challenged. And that was Last of the Love Songs, and that was from Dave Gardner. And before that, you heard a rough idea of what an endorsement from BC Podcast would be like. If you've got any ideas of what sort of endorsements you'd like to hear in the show, then do let me know, you know, whether they're funny or otherwise. A bit more about Dave Gardner then. You can find out more about him at www.davegardner.info. And that particular track, Last of the Love Songs, I don't think is on one of his albums. I went to have a look. And it says he's from Blue Mountains near Sydney in Australia. The last album on his website was from 2004, which was called One Degree of Separation. But that track wasn't on it, and it wasn't on any of the previous ones either. So I'm not quite sure what's happening there. Maybe this is a new track up and coming to be released. I'm not 100% sure. But I thought you liked it, so I thought I'd play it. Very chilled out, different kind of sound. And that's what we like to have here, don't we? Right, let's take the tempo back up a bit more. Once again with our friends from Birmingham, The Vehicles. This is a track called Trouble in Paradise.
I got a feeling that you just played dead. I got a feeling that it's in your head, because you wanna go home.
feeling that it's in your head, because you wanna go home.
Nice, that was The Vehicles and Trouble in Paradise. And those guys come from Birmingham. And if you want to find out more about them, go to www.thevehicles-music.com. And very, very nice indeed. They're playing a couple of gigs in Birmingham. I think all three are in Birmingham. November the 18th, they're at Panic, the Birmingham Barfly. November 27th, they're at Mob Monday at Sturchy. Sturchley? Has to be decided in Birmingham. And December the 16th at the Bar Academy with the HMV Kerrang Showcase. Kerrang? I wouldn't have thought those guys would be in with Kerrang, but they are very different. Obviously, we shall have to wait and see. Interesting lineup, interesting band. I do like playing their music, very good indeed. There's a band I haven't played for a while, originally told to me by Colin Meeks over Indie Launchpad. This is a band from Vancouver and British Columbia in Canada. They're called Mother. This track is Angry Sea. Very quirky. Check it out.
I don't want the same disease that everybody's got these days. I don't want to live that way. I do not want to live in pain. So take your parasites away and keep them somewhere far from me. 'Cause I don't want the same disease everybody's getting. don't wanna live that way. I do not wanna live in pain. Another fool in history. I tell you what it means to me. It's nothing but lobotomy. It's nothing but an angry sea striking away. The fool in history. I tell you what it means to me. It's nothing but lobotomy. It's nothing but an angry sea striking away.
Very nice, very nice. I really enjoyed that. That was Mother and Angry Sea, and they are from Vancouver, as I said. And you don't want to go and see them, actually, on Vancouver Island tonight, October the 21st, at the Legion in Tofino. And then the next chance to see them will be November 18th at the Media Club in Vancouver. Very nice. You can find more about them at www.motherband.com. And I do like them. They're very different, aren't they? Very different, sort of different sort of sound. Right, another band we played on a few podcasts actually recently, are a band called The Hayes, and that's H-E-Y-S, not H-E-Z-E. And I've got a particular track, which is our last track we're going to play tonight. Now, Thursday night rather, they played The Purple Turtle in London as part of the Go Jangle Podfest get-together put together by Phil Coyle and Green Dragon. And I need to find out how well that went, because that's obviously a very good gig. And put together by podcasters, which is fantastic. And actually in the Purple Turtle in London, which is a wonderful venue to go to. Don't be there myself, but a lot of bands play there, and it's going to be a good place to go. If you want to go and see the Hayes after that, October 26th they're in the Melting Pot in Oxford, November the 11th they're in the Burn Down the Disco, the Arches in Barnsley, 24th they're in the Porter Bar in Bath, and December 2nd they're in Invention in Bath. And you want to find out about more about Go Jangle and Podfest, go to myspace.com/GoJangle. That's GoJangle UK. GoJangle UK. Interesting stuff. So this is the Hayes. This is the last track. It's they're from Leamington Spa. Their track's called Friday Night. And this has been Pete Kogel. Hope you've enjoyed the show. Hope you'll come back and listen to some more. Remember, we'll be on Podshow from now on, but the feed is still the same if you're using RSS. Any issues, please do give me a ring, or send me an email rather, and I'll try and resolve anything issues you might have. Looking forward to seeing you next week. Pete Kogel, PC Podcast number 69, fading out.
Talk. It wasn't my intention to cause you offense. I did spill all your girlfriend, but that's nothing meant. Oh no.
You've been listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting. Go to musicpodcasting.org for new independent music feeds every day.